This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
Folks, welcome to Racer Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. Go over to stcarb.com for more power, more performance, and better fuel mileage. And Black Forest Motorsports. If you have a Porsche, BMW, or Mini, you want to just have a dealer alternative, or maybe you want to go racing, Black Forest Motorsports has over 40 years experience. Well, Brittany, how are you today?
I'm well, Dave. How are you?
I'm hunky-dory. So one school week under your belt and another one coming.
Yep.
Aren't we excited?
Yep.
I could
Yay.
Tell.
Yay. Woot, woot.
Woot, woot.
Raising the roof.
So talk to me about your special guest today.
Oh, well. So today we have a local race car driver, and he races both asphalt and dirt. And he, I believe, was at the track racing on Wednesday and back to work on Thursday. I don't know how he pulled it off, but I think he really enjoys going around in circles.
Where did you go racing on a Wednesday?
Cocoa Paw Speedway.
Oh, you drove all the way out to Cocoa? Yeah, because don't they run Wednesdays and weekends?
Well, they have their winter. They had the Winter Nationals going on. And they ran Thursday, Friday, Saturday with the modifieds.
Yeah, they had a long one.
What do you drive?
They had a special sport compact race, 50 lapper, and had a blast.
So what's this for folks that maybe don't know it, because that's a fairly new class, isn't it?
Down here it is.
Yeah.
Very popular in the Midwest. They're front wheel drive, four cylinder cars.
Hondas, Nissans.
Toyotas.
Isn't Eric Evans doing that out at Barona?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, because we stuck some KUSI celebrities in him and let him take him out.
And for folks that don't know who's talking.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to introduce him, but I interrupted.
That's okay. We have David Hunt. And would you call Barona your local racetrack?
Yes, I would.
It's about all that's left.
Yeah, and we also have, I have someone distantly to my right who is away, far away from the mic. Well, but you need to know, listeners, this is the car owner.
Oh.
Yes, Angela Hansen.
But I understand she's driven a couple times.
Yeah, out at Cocoa Paw. Like, I don't have much experience, just Cocoa Paw. I'm all, really? You start at a huge track like that?
Yeah.
Grin. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, don't start at the little tracks.
Yeah, no, I want to start where you go really fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so what kind of car are you actually driving? What is it?
The Sport Compact's a 95 Toyota Tercel. And
you're in a turd?
My gosh, did you just call Angela's car a turd?
That's what we call Tercels back in the day, right?
Exactly. But, you know, hey.
It runs.
This car gets up and goes. I mean, out of 18 cars, I managed to pull off a fourth place finish.
And where'd you start? You passed a bunch of cars, right?
I started 12.
Yeah.
See? That turd can move.
Now, are these stock?
These are stock from...
Sort of
from everything I can tell, but you know how us racers are.
Oh yeah,
oh,
that's what the rules
wait,
are for.
Okay.
You just gotta twist a
if
little
you ain't
bit.
Cheating,
you twist
trying
a little bit.
Just bend them, you know.
Just a little bit, because you're really not. You're not gonna win like $1 million, and you're gonna get a 30-foot trophy. You're out there having fun.
Out there having a lot of fun.
It's your golfing.
Exactly.
Exactly, and that's the kicker. But see, now that class, and I'm glad you're in because. That's a really important class for folks that would love to go racing, but know they can't afford it or they don't have an Angela.
Right, from the stands to the track.
Yeah, and they don't have an Angela.
And Angela is agreeing. She's
Everybody
not say
wishes
it.
They had an Angela.
She's nodding yes, listeners. She's
for,
nodding
for
yes.
For all people that would like an Angela, it's 1-800-ANGELA, 1-800-ANGELA.
So wait, are you recently from...
She's not going to talk to you.
She can nod and I'll translate. Are you someone that was from the stands to the track? Oh, she said yes. She said yes.
All
if
right,
you could not
down.
Hear that.
Right.
So that, I mean, we're not just saying it. Really can happen.
Well, and it would be interesting to talk to her because...
It would be, wouldn't it?
Well, only because get a perspective of somebody that sat in the stands, looked out there and said, wow, I'd really like to get a car and help somebody go out and drive. Unless you guys are related.
Not yet.
Boy, did you hear that? She spoke that time.
What?
Dave is my fiance.
Oh, okay. Well, that takes care of that. Okay, I need an Angela. I need somebody to buy me a race car.
We need an Angela.
Everybody needs an Angela. So, now, no offense, but you're not a spring chicken. So, how long have you been racing?
At Barona, I've been racing since about 4 years.
Yes. Yeah,
my buddy Jason Aldridge said, you know what? You're helping me out. Here's a car, a Pure Stock. Let's go racing. And I hadn't raced in over 30 years.
Oh, no.
I'm going back to about 1984 at Cajon Speedway when I ran a street stock.
Yeah.
Took a long break, got into the car, and just, I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah.
Everyone needs an Angela and a Jason.
Well, your your two stories are almost identical, except you didn't race 30 years ago.
Both said yes.
But you started late in life.
You want to race? Yes.
But you started late in life.
I did.
In fact, you've been saying yes to a lot of things.
I like trying things.
I noticed. But you started it so late.
Well, that's when the offer came to me.
Oh, I see how that...
The offer came at 42. I dreamt about it and never said it out loud. Oh, man, I would love to race a car. But it just didn't think it was in my cards.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't...
Well, son
of a gun.
I didn't
grow up. And then it walked into my life. Yeah. Literally, it walked into my life. So part of that is keep your options open, keep your eyes open, be willing to say yes, but be ready for the challenge.
Right? You were ready because
you were there. Right? You were helping the crew.
I was helping.
Or you're in the stands and you see that, hey, I can make this happen. Maybe I won't jump right into the modifieds. Instead, I'll start with the Sport Compact.
Yeah. Well, and I bet you the next question will be, do you have any desire to get out of the Sport Compact?
Well,
I would think it's great division.
I'm trying to get her to run my Pure Stock, but
yeah.
So far she... wants no part of the big car.
Yeah.
More protection.
Yeah, the Sports Compact is my car. Dave actually drives a Pure Stock.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm happy in the Sports Compact. I've only gotten two races.
Pull her mic up with her. There
I've
you
only
go.
Gotten two races.
How'd you do?
I finished.
Yeah, are you
well, that's
paid.
Huge. Yeah. That's huge. Finishing is everything.
Starting is a big hurdle for many as well.
Did you learn how to breathe?
Yes.
That's tough, isn't it? Have you ever noticed how hard it is to remember to breathe?
Breathing after you've got the entire suit on is difficult.
Yeah. And strapped in.
Now, did you ever look? Now, you only raced two races. Were they both at night or daytime?
They were both at night.
Did you ever look at the moon?
No.
Really?
I didn't even know that I had to look up for my flag stand.
Oh, look. At least you look at the flag stand. I'm going to catch it when we go off air. I have a sneaky feeling. You don't have to embellish on it.
That's consistency.
It's an inside joke. But, okay, so I always have to do this when we talk to racers. You got any sponsors?
Yes, I do. I got the New Look Restoration.
Ron's Tires?
Ron's Tires. He helped get us tires for the Sport Compact.
AgFab Graphics.
Ah, there's the one that knows who the advertisers are. Who else you got on the car?
Chatty now. I like it.
My good friend from high school, Dawn Loveday. She's works at Berkshire Hathaway, and she came on board for this season.
That's
very
awesome.
Excited for that.
Yeah.
My buddy Rick up at Poway Test Only.
And what about the dealership? If it was a Hyundai, you probably would have that.
You know what? Poway Hyundai is good to me. They allow me time off to go racing.
That's huge.
And you can't beat that because Wednesday I said,
see ya.
11:30, I've got to go. I've got a race to run.
Right. Well, as an old service manager, I can honestly say the good technicians got those kind of breaks.
Mm-mm,
real simple.
Right.
Because the last person I want to make mad
is
a good technician.
Do what you got to do.
Not that you would. If you had work, you would have stayed.
I had work. I wanted to go racing.
It was time to go racing. Oh, Coco Paw was calling.
Can you believe it? All right, let's take a quick break because we got Barona calling in. I don't know if Dirt is Dirt Dude on the line.
He might.
He was all bugging. He goes, "Hey, you know, okay, well, if you want."
There's not a Steelers game.
Steelers.
We're out.
Steelers.
We Brendan, you don't have to remind us.
They didn't lose. They got killed.
Well, they didn't even show up.
Yeah. After that first quarter, I don't even know why.
I don't even know why. I would have started selling hot dogs in the stands. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Why? Because you're listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
When you say that's it, boy, I'm finally beat. You're going 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street. You don't want to fight no more. You think that you can't win.
Come on, all right, folks, breath. Welcome back to Racer Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Whether you're buying new or used, family-owned and operated. And did you know that about 80% of their used cars are trade-ins? Yeah, they don't go to the auction. They send to the auction. So you can rest assured that you can get a new or used at El Cajon Ford to get well taken care of. And the service department works on all cars that's in your garage. How cool is that? All right, we got a very special guest in the house. I don't think Dirt Dude called in. All right, so Dirt Dude's resting. And hey, David Hunt races at Barona.
Yep.
He's been out there, and you're in the Pure Stock as well as now the Sport Compact?
Yes.
So do you see that Sport Compact class growing?
Oh, I think that Sport Compact class can grow immensely.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we picked up a car race ready for $600.
Yeah. That's amazing. You just, where did you find it?
Facebook Marketplace.
Yes, my favorite page.
You can get into racing for $600 going to Facebook
Marketplace. Did you have to do anything to the car?
Nothing special.
I mean, other than take the windshield out of it?
We took the windshield out, put a door on it, and...
A seat? What about...
Yeah, we had to put a seat in it.
Had it already been caged?
It had already been caged. It was a Orange Show barber pole car.
What's a barber pole car? Well,
they go around barber poles.
Like a rodeo.
It's
like a figure eight. Okay, hilarious. I got you.
So you know, we picked it up, and she got two races in it. Got hurt, and I've been driving it ever since.
Will do it to you, huh? Yeah, right. Okay, I don't think I want to get hurt again.
No.
Yeah, that's like when somebody walks up and slaps you. Okay, I don't think I want you to do that anymore. Yeah.
Thanks. No thanks.
But some racers love it. Yeah. Right. You've never been hurt, have you?
In the race car?
Yeah.
Steve used to say I had man hands because when I crash, I would say, I'd think to myself, I can save it. Oh. And I'd hold on to the steering wheel too long and it would get caught in it. So I for the first two seasons, my right hand was ugly.
Oh, yeah. Your thumbs.
Yeah, but nothing too. I mean, I've done everything except flip. And
we're all knocking on wood.
But okay, so to Angela, nothing was as scary as I thought it would be. I've crashed in the wall, I've gotten air, T-boned, head-ons, and nothing was as bad as I thought it would be. So I carry that in.
Well, I think a lot of that has to, even if you're in a car wreck on the freeway, after the car wreck on the freeway, you go, whoa, what was that? Because you don't remember and you don't hang on to it. If it was in slow motion and you rolled down the side of a mountain for 3 hours, you would remember that, you know, but
I think the other part of it, though, is, of course, our safety gear. Just having the fire crew there just in the back of my head.
As your blanket, as your security blanket.
It's so amazing. They're there in your window within seconds.
Right.
And so, I mean, I don't know. That's amazing, too, in the event that I would ever need them. But we have the safety gear.
Yeah.
And
that's extremely important. So going back to the compact class, all front-wheel drive cars are eligible, or do they all have to be four-cylinders?
Three or four-cylinders. I don't think anyone's going to be taking any three-cylinders out there.
No. What about that little turbo Metro? Remember that little three-cylinder turbo Metro?
Yeah, we'd be lucky to get about two laps in.
Yeah, that's not worth it.
Then it would be a hood ornament or a trailer hitch.
Yeah, I'd rather, you know, take the Mitsubishi Mirage out there with the three-cylinder than a Metro.
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw that out there. But yeah, and the Tercel, is there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's not the first gen Tercel.
It's a 95. It's not a big track car.
No.
At Barona, the thing's a rocket. It is a lot of fun. And if people want to get into racing, they want to get into it cheap, that's going to be a growing class.
I agree. Or if you've been racing big cars and your wallet is finally depleted, but you still have that desire, like you said, $600, you got the car, and how much money would you say you spend a weekend just to keep it on the track?
Put gas in it.
Yeah.
Does it need special tires?
No.
Round and rubber.
Oh,
round and rubber.
That's nice.
We changed tire sizes for CocoPod to get different gearing so it didn't hit the rev limiter.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
And are they street tires?
Yeah, they're street tires.
So it's not like you have to go out and spend Hoosiers or what.
Right.
I mean, like you've got to spend a little bit of money for tires on your car.
You have to have the Hoosiers,
And how long does your tires last? Will they last a season?
I've learned to make them last longer. I learned how to grind and sipe and all that sort of stuff when I was running the Nationals.
But in the Sport Compact, you don't have to do any of the above.
None of the above. And the tires for that are cheaper than my pure stock. Especially when I take my pier stock and run it on asphalt.
Oh, yeah.
That is chewing up my tires. So I didn't go this past weekend.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing of it is, it's easy to haul. It's easy to work on. There's nothing. Is it carbureted?
No, it's fuel injected.
Oh, which makes it even easier.
I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's my kind of
race. Show up and race.
Yeah, sounds like Angela does all the work.
I'm going to interpret that as no.
I would interpret that as no as well.
I am able to race again, I'm what's called an arrive and drive princess. He tows it, and I just drive it.
I like the way you roll.
I'm just being honest.
No. I'm right there with you. I mean, I got stung at the Coronado Speed Festival doing 3 years of arrive and drive.
Wow. How do you go back?
I couldn't. I couldn't. I mean, you could just stand in your garage and look around. And there's nobody there to do anything. So what are you going to do? Yeah. But you like tinkering on the car.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So, you know.
I would advise learning just so you can communicate better.
He did tell me one day I would have to tow my own car, but I drive a Kia. I can't tow anything with that.
Yeah.
So as I don't have a truck, upgrade. I'm fine.
Well, but see, you got to remember too, Brittany, there's nothing to do on his race car. It's not
setup.
Like yours. Yeah, there's no setup. Camber caster. Maybe tire pressure if he wants to get real, froggy.
Crossweight.
Right?
Right. Well, the pier stock, there's a little more to that. You know where pier stock, you play around with tire pressures.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You could do tire pressure if you want.
Play around with.
And find that sweet spot, and what have you.
Oh, not too low if you were watching the Chili Bowl.
Yeah. My gosh. Can you do camber caster adjustments or no?
Yes. But in the pier stocks, you never know when they're going to turn us around and make us go right.
I love it. I'm sorry as a spectator.
Have they done that to you yet in the dwarfs?
There's no reason to. We're not pure stock.
I know, but I'd love to do it to you guys just to wind you up.
Yeah, most guys don't like it. I love it. It's a blast going right because it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I hear you. No. So what's your number?
92.
Significance?
By the way.
It was
92? Oh, what's the significance of that?
It was my dad's super stock number from Cajon.
Oh, wonderful.
Watch this. You have a text.
Dirt did?
Not to you.
Oh.
From a gentleman by the name of Rick Stafford.
Okay.
He's told me to tell you September is around the corner. We're going to put her in a hydroplane.
Is this the water deal?
This is in the water.
Okay, so I would like to know, did you tell him I asked for the video?
Which video?
In the pool and dumping upside down.
Oh, I sent that to you, didn't I?
Yeah, did you tell Mr. Stafford that?
No, I didn't.
I asked for the video. I have started studying. I would like a protocol so I can start studying that. I want to wrap my brain around this.
So
I need a challenge.
Yeah, and this is a boat. What class is it? It's one when you're on your knees. You're not even in the boat.
I don't know anything about this except that it's going to be a challenge and I want to take
50,
it on.
60 miles an hour out on the water.
It looks so fun.
Little hydroplanes, little hydro boats. Rick will send me all the information. But anyway, we had him on the show and I told her, I said, she's for whatever reason, she's been up for challenges like crazy lately. So I says, well, let's get you in a
soul. Yeah. It's my chemistry.
Yeah.
So. There you go. I like it.
Well, you can do the same thing. Like somebody says, hey, you want to try to drive this?
Yeah, Angela, I got to buy
absolutely.
A race car. Hey, Dave, honey, I'm gonna buy a race car.
Yeah.
Right? That's about how it happened?
It was, hey, honey, you need to go tow my race car because I bought one.
Yeah, it's not even, would you like to buy a race car?
You're gonna.
It's, we bought a race car. You know, it's not even... Would you think about it? Would you like to try a different time? Did you even know what you were buying?
No.
I didn't think so.
Well, same with Dwarf Car. I didn't know what I was getting into.
It had a number on it, though,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Actually, we took all of their sponsors and their numbers off because you take their numbers off and you come up with your own. So mine
But
well.
I mean, when you looked at it, it was a
it
race car.
It said race ready.
Yes, it was race ready.
So, and that's the key right there. Well, if you ever want to sell Angela anything, just put race ready on the side.
Yes,
and she'll buy whatever it is you're
selling pillows.
A wheelbarrow. It's race
ready. It's race ready.
So, okay, Dave. So how shocked were you when you found out that she bought you a race car?
She bought herself a race car.
Well, bought herself a race car.
Yes, right. It was meant for me, but he's had more races in it than I have.
Yeah.
I happened to be looking at my phone, and here she is. Asking this guy, is this thing still available? And I'm like, what
are you doing?
What are you kidding? Because, you know, I floated the idea out. Hey, let's get you into this new sport compact class. And she's like, no. And then she goes and buys a car.
Now, were you two guys engaged before or after the race car?
Yeah, is this what did it? Like, you're like, now I need this.
I'm going to marry this girl. That's all there is to it.
This is a keeper, you know?
That's what I'm saying. This is definitely icing on the cake.
That's a cute story.
Boy, do you know how to catch a guy?
That is a hook, line, and sinker.
Pretty slick. I like the way this girl rolls. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're all listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, fast half-mile track. If you've never been to Paris Auto Speedway, you've got to put that on your bucket list. And once you go, you'll keep going and keep going and keep going. The action is nonstop. And we got Don Kazarian on the line. He's going to talk about a new division that he's going to be working on in 2022, and that's the SoCal Sprint Car Series. How you doing, Don?
Good, Dave. How are you? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, too. And how are things looking for a 2022 season? Looking good?
2021?
I mean, yeah. Freudian slip. Sorry about that. 2021.
Yeah. Let's, we're cautiously optimistic. You know, it's going to be up to our local health department, but hopefully with the rollout of the vaccine, if anybody really takes a hard look at my schedule, I kind of loaded it extremely heavy after June 1st through November. We're basically running every Saturday night, and you know, I'm cautiously optimistic we'll be open by then, if not sooner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of am thinking the exact same thing, and you got to think positive, you got to think big, otherwise that's not the way to look at it. So you've got a new division that's good, or new series you're going to bring in, the SoCal Sprint Car Series. Tell us about that.
It's actually the SoCal Sportsman Sprint Car Series. We put the rules up on our website on January 11th. They'll be going up shortly on Ventura's website because it's going to run not only at Paris Auto Speedway, it's going to run at Ventura Raceway as well. So it's going to be there'll be, you know, two track champions at each track and an overall series champion. This is a division that's open to 14 years old and older. It is a, for the lack of a term, a entry level for sprint cars. We have decided to go with the Pace Performance sealed, fully dressed. You can buy a fully dressed sprint car, 602 sprint car crate engine. Now that engine comes delivered with the air cleaner all the way to the headers, fuel pump, water pump, fully dressed out for $8,280.41.
Wow. So you just buy it and plug it in?
Buy it and plug it in. It runs on methanol. These engines have been in different series on mainly the East Coast, and they're making their way into the Midwest. They're running in non-wing sprint cars and wing sprint cars since 2018. They haven't had one issue of the bottom end of these engines. They're really extremely reliable and durable. You know, they put out right at 350 horsepower on methanol. I think guys are going to be able to get into this extremely reasonable. Most guys on the East Coast are putting basically $15,000 in their whole car and going racing.
Right. So this is, sounds to me like it's more of a driver series than a how much money can I put into my car and go fast series.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at it as a development series for young kids, although I'm sure, you know, some guys in their 40s and 50s are probably going to jump in them. You know, we've got to get a new crew of young kids into sprint car racing, have them jump, whether it's out of a lightning sprint or something else, you know, go-karts.
Sure.
But, you know, we had our Young Gun series there for about 4 years at the pass. You know, it produced three guys that made its way up to USAC CRA ranks.
Mm-hmm.
But, it needs to be more affordable and to get the dads involved and create new car owners. And, you know, this is no way going to replace USAC CRA. I mean, there's nothing like a 410 sprint car. But, you know, for a dad to make that jump and take his kids straight into 410s, that's a big leap.
Yeah, it really is, and it's a little cost prohibitive in a lot of cases as well. But, you know, it sounds to me like, you know, if they've been running this series since 2018 and virtually had no issues, you know, whatsoever, that's got to be attractive. Because what's a normal sprint car run?
Well, a 410, I mean, you can spend anywhere from $45,000 to $75,000.
Yeah, there you go.
And then, you know, so... And you got to refresh it about every 8 to 10 races, which is another $18,000. So, you know, we started, Corey Kruseman and I started on this project about a year and a half ago. We were working with another manufacturer, and we tried to take a crate engine that was designed for mainly stock cars and convert it into a sprint car. And, you know, after a year and a half of pounding our head against the wall, we finally said, you know what? We think these guys have already done it, and why are we trying to reinvent something here? and you know, they've got history. We need to call them. And so Corey made the first call, and I've had several phone calls with him. We will be naming a local dealer and a local engine service facility out here on the West Coast to service the engines. But you can literally go online to Pace Performance, you know, go down, you know, search out their – you know, 602 sprint car crate engine, you can click it and buy it, and shipping is free.
Wow. Now, what about the car itself? What about the chassis? I mean, is it a scaled down 410, or is it the same size with just a different drivetrain?
Same size. It's got the same drivetrain in it. I mean, you know, it's got an in and out.
Okay.
And, it's going to look just like a 410 sprint car with the hood. Once the hood is on, you're not going to tell much difference. We got the blessing to basically utilize the Rush Sprint Car Series rules, which they have taken 3 years of painstakingly fine-tuning their rules to keep the cost down. You know, all the stocks are spec. You know, you're not using any exotic metals. You know, basically, you know, we're trying to keep the costs under control. And so, you know, instead of spending thousands of dollars in shocks, you're going to spend $140 per shock.
Wow. And the transition to going from that class to a full sprint car, other than horsepower, is going to be an easy transition for somebody coming out of that division that's finally has either got a ride or come up with more money and wants to go, you know, Chili Bowl racing, for example. or Paris Auto Speedway.
Right. I mean, the geometry of a sprint car is pretty much the same no matter what the horsepower is. You got to, we are very excited to launch this. And, Jim's rules will mirror our rules. His schedule will be up soon. You know, ideally between the two tracks, overall series, we're looking at somewhere between 18 and 20 races a year.
Wow.
Between the two tracks, I think we could probably, within 2 years, hopefully have a field of 30-plus cars.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to offer this to you. Whether you want to do it or not, I'd make Scott do it. But if you get one of the cars, prior to the season opener, and if you wanted to haul it down to San Diego on a Saturday, stay the night, I'll put it on KUSI TV because all the racers watch my station. I'm more than happy to give you a free publicity on the car. We, if you want to come down and, we'll let everybody know what's in town and websites and where to go and talk about Paris if you're interested.
No, definitely interested. And I suspect there's a lot of interest on our social media on this.
Sure.
I suspect I'll be getting calls probably within hopefully 6 weeks of guys that want to come out and start testing.
Sure. Oh,
and,
absolutely.
As soon as I get... two or three of the cars out there, we'll get one of those down there and we'll do the Sunday morning show.
That would be perfect. And I will be more than happy to make that happen for you because, we talk about it all the time. We got to do everything we can to keep these tracks alive and well. And you work yourself 7 days a week, 365 days a year to keep that track going. And you jump through more hoops and people realize just to keep that track open because it's not easy. A lot of people are not true race fans, but the true race fans that you have are probably bar none some of the best on the West Coast.
Yeah, we are very, very fortunate.
Yeah.
We've got probably the greatest fan base on the West Coast. And, this hasn't been easy.
No, that's what I said. It's not been easy.
Yeah. So, not knowing, I get out of bed in the morning and I know I'm one day closer to opening. I just don't know when.
Well, and that's the only way to look at it. It is absolutely the only way to look at it. And folks, go to the website. The schedule's up. Mark your calendar. Get a bunch of folks together. Carpool up if that helps.
That bad of a drive.
No, it's an hour. It's 2 hours from Alpine, an hour and a half from San Diego.
The concessions are great. The entertainment, the music. The driving.
The announcer.
Yes.
That announcer is off the chart. The infield announcer and the guy locked in the box.
It's a great place.
Yeah. We have been blessed with a great crew for 26 years.
You have. You truly have. Yeah. And the things you do for the military and the things you do for kids.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
Halloween.
Dentists probably don't like you because you pass out more candy to kids than any track I have ever seen or heard of. And I didn't even bring up the fireworks.
Yeah,
you still,
I've been there for 4th of July.
Dude, you still have the best fireworks display of anybody in Southern California, as far as I'm concerned. They are off the charts.
Well, I appreciate that. And, we've been blessed with a lot of good sponsors. And like I said, we have people there that have been working there for 26 years.
I know.
Every Saturday night.
Isn't that insane? Yeah, you don't even think about it until all of a sudden you're like me, Don. You turn around, you went, oh, my God, it's been 25 years already.
Yeah.
I know. It's a little freaky. It's a little freaky.
Yeah, so we're excited. Their first race isn't on the schedule until May 22nd. I did that on purpose to give the guys basically, 5 months to get their cars together and hopefully a couple months of practice and get some track time and, come out and put on a good show for the first night. So,
I got a sneaky feeling your first night's going to be wild.
Yeah. So, I got to thank, Pace Performance, they've been great. I've talked to them several times, and they've got a really good product.
Well, have Scott hook them up, and we'll have them call in some Sunday. I'll be more than happy to give them some airtime.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Because that's my job. My job is to let everybody know what you're doing. Your job is to keep doing what you're doing. And if there's anything I can do from a radio and TV point of view, I'm there for you. Because I really believe once people find out, you know, the stands will fill up. So I look forward to doing it, my friend.
Sounds good, Dave.
All right. Well, why don't you go out and scrape the track since you're not doing anything.
I was up there yesterday doing that.
I knew it. All right, folks, check them out. ParisAutoSpeedway.com. You'll never be disappointed once you go to Paris. Take care, Don. Say hi to the wife, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Same to you. Thanks, Dave.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue, lovely Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. All right, Brittany.
Yes, sir.
This is FM 96.1, AM 1170. I think you did this.
Yes, The Answer.
But you do it so well. So who's your special guest?
Guests. Because she's talking now.
Yeah, I know.
David Hunt and Angela Hansen, the car owner.
Yes. And she...
And soon to be racer, I guess.
Is your name on the side of the car?
It actually is.
It's on the papers too, right?
It is.
Well, it is. The pink slip anyway. Yeah. I get it. So, Dirt Dude, did you call in? No, he didn't call in. He should have.
He's
all right, so Dirt
to.
Dude's over here hopping up and down. I guess you had a little episode with Kenny Schrader.
No episode. I just got to meet him, got to race
against
him.
Got to race him. Like, that's cool. But it's cool to meet him and race.
Just as down to earth as you and I.
Oh, he was way cool. He was very generous with his time, very humble, and he beat the snot out of me in the heat race. But, you know, come main event time, it was my time to shine, and, you know, I beat him.
What kind of car? What car in your pure stock?
No, in the Sport Compact on Wednesday.
That's what Angela just said.
You mean
she
it was just this Wednesday?
Just this
car.
Wednesday.
Schrader
yes.
was in town?
And racing.
Yes.
I'll be done.
They were running at Winter Nationals.
Oh, that's right.
Go modified.
Yeah, very burn. Cool.
Yeah, that's way cool. I like Kenny Schrader.
I thought Dirt Dude was calling in because he says,
No.
I don't know if you talked about his big crash and how he did against Schrader. I heard his backwards racing.
Backwards racing?
Can you help us out with this code?
That's a front-wheel drive car.
You know what? I did have a big crash a couple of years ago in my Pierce stock.
Did you get some airtime?
I did get some airtime several times.
So you got what, frequent flyer miles with this one?
Yes. I, you know, broken axle going into turn three. And
this is at Barona.
This is at Barona. And I put the car upside down a couple times.
Yeah. Were you there, Angela?
I was just going to ask.
No, I was not.
So it's probably just as well.
It's
probably
better.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't drive.
Oh, yeah. I've shown her the video.
A video.
Well, yeah, it's on YouTube.
Well, if you're going to do it right.
But that was...
Now, what was your... Just like Brittany said earlier, you know, all the things she's had, head on, you know, hitting the wall, getting airborne, looking at the moon, all these things. Any of it, did this affect you any way, shape, or form?
Not really. Just hurt my shoulder a little bit. I think the worst crash I ever had was at Cajon in my limited stock. I hit the wall, and like Brittany, I had grip in that steering wheel and bent my thumb backwards, and that was sore for a couple weeks.
Are you learning from us, Angela?
Yeah, I'm learning. I might not want to get back in
my
car.
That's not the lesson. That is not the lesson. The lesson is if you can't pull it off, let go and hold on to your straps.
Well, just like they do in NASCAR. You ever see them go in the wall now? They take their hand off and they
do that.
They grab the belts. They just grab and just, you know, because you're so in the car. Are you in the car as much in a pure stock as you were in the compact? Do you have a side seat or is it?
The Sport Compact has a full racing seat.
So okay, so you do. So you've got the side rails to keep you in the seat, not like the seat that come with the car.
Yeah, no, it's full on racing seat with the 5-point harness
and a fuel cell, of course.
No fuel cell. It's not required.
Oh, wow.
Really? So you get to use fuel tank in the back?
Fortunately, it's in front of the axle. If it's behind, if they have the fuel tank is behind the axle, you have to run a fuel cell.
I got you. But if it's in front of the axle, then you're pretty much safe to go.
Yep. Just put a plate underneath the tank and you're good to go.
I'll be darned.
The most painful thing so far with my crashes is just the price tag. You know, when they start handing you parts through the window, it's like,
That hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. Yeah. So you got back up on the horse on that one?
Oh, yeah. We had the car fixed and ran 2 weeks later, and I went out and won my heat race.
There you go.
There you go. So yeah, we have another fan. You might know him, Nick Novak.
I know Nick Novak. Yes.
You know Nicky. I knew Nick when he was drag racing.
What did you call him? You gave him
the hay hauler.
A hay hauler. Okay.
He raced a white Chevy pickup. You've probably seen it. It's like a 74, 75 Chevy pickup. But he won every time he was at the track. I was the announcer, so I'm always giving names to all kinds of people. So I used to call him the hay hauler. In fact, I think he had a bale of hay in the back of the truck one time. But now he's running pure stock, isn't he?
He's running. Nick Novak and I have some history, but I think we buried the hatchet on it, and we've moved on since then.
Good for you.
I go out to race to have fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff happens on the racetrack. You know what? He seems like a really nice guy.
He is.
And hopefully someday I get to know him.
Till you put a helmet on him. Then that thing pushes on his head.
There are some racers like that.
Well, he's pretty competitive. He's a pretty competitive young man. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, but yeah, so.
I've learned to watch video when I think something has happened just to get a second perspective, you know, and talk to the crew, because you can't really see much once you're strapped in. And so I'm thinking something happened, and, you know, they're like, no, really, it didn't happen like that.
So.
Before tempers get to
so what color is
another
your car?
Lesson, Angela.
My car is.
Angela's car.
My car is white. Angela's car is flat black. Okay.
Stock car is white, 92.
The pure stock is white.
Okay.
And that's the 92?
That's a 92.
Okay. And the sport compact is?
My sports compact is flat black, and it's 92 as well.
Okay.
So you just stick with the numbers. 92. Okay. That's cool. Nothing wrong with that.
Makes it easy for our graphics guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flat black. Not too tough.
92.
So, you know K-Rail Kelly?
Yes.
Okay, so this is good. This is the story I always tell on K-Rail, because he comes out to KUSI to promote Barona. And it's just a yellow car. You know, there's nothing on it. There's number. So I was giving him a hard time on air that he doesn't have any sponsors. It's not going to be any sponsors, man. You need to get some sponsors. Well, I'm trying. Yeah. A real estate lady called in to KUSI and was upset that I was giving him such a hard time. And she sponsored him for the whole season.
Oh, wow.
Well, do you have a phone call like that for me coming in? Or?
Yeah,
you're
for
more
me
than
too,
welcome.
With the go-kart career that I'm going to start.
I'm telling you.
Racing I'm going to start.
I can't do... Well, I'm putting you in a Corey Kruseman sprint car, too. You think I've forgotten, haven't you?
No.
So, but my whole thing with KUSI, you know, I get new cars to drive, as you can see by the Mustang out there. And the rest of it is one day a week, usually a new car, then the rest of it's car shows. Well, we're not doing car shows because of COVID. So I'm looking for anybody that will bring a race car, bring their classic car, whatever, just to fill airtime. So you're absolutely more than welcome to send me an email. Let me see if I have a card. I might even have a card. Send me an email or else Brittany can hook you up. And we'll set up a date in February. And the cool thing about it is it's good for your sponsors. I don't have a card. But it's good for your sponsors to let them know you're putting them on TV, because how many racers get to put their sponsors on TV?
Maybe Barona will have told us a date, like a first date race then,
you
too.
Think?
And you can.
That would be nice. That would be good to promote.
Help promote Barona.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, and if, I don't know if you watch KUSI, but I bring a lot of kids on, you know, from Barona. God, Growing Up Garage.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Caden. Johnson.
Him and his sister. Mm-hmm. I think his sister's name's like Caden.
It's very close.
Yeah, I know. I screwed it up on TV because I called him and her. But yeah, so no, you're more than welcome to. You can bring both cars down if you'd like, or just bring one. Doesn't make any difference to me. Bring one time and one another time.
We'd love to bring cars to KUSI.
You said you've been there, right? What did you bring?
Yeah, he's been there in the past.
What did you bring?
I brought my Pure Stock there a couple years ago.
And KUSI is such a local station. and the viewership is off the charts. And like I said, if K-Rail can get advertising, who knows?
We're always looking for advertising, running two cars. You know, well, her car's cheap. My car costs a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, especially these out-of-town races I've been doing lately. They've really taken a toll on the bank account.
The tow rig, and the, you know, oh yeah, and time. And
do you have an open trailer?
Yes, I do.
So do I.
I like open trailers.
Absolutely.
The advertisement is seen all around. You know, when I did nationals, it was seen all around.
I talked her into hooking up with an RV company that rents RVs. Was it 1-800-RV?
No.
That saves money.
Cruise America is my Cruise sponsor.
America. Nice. That would be all right.
See? It was amazing. I would really show up. It was
brand
ready
new
to go.
RVs. Brand
Chuck
new.
Down in Lemon Grove. He's amazing. Always a good attitude.
Yeah, brand new RV.
They
clean
always
as a whistle.
Have some sort of promotion going on too. 25% off miles. Buy a day, get a day free.
Yeah, and it's told her. I said go get an RV sponsorship that you can live in your RV while you're racing. Because I mean, you end up in the back of your trailer or in your truck.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been going over to Havasu 95 doing some asphalt racing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 5-hour drive. And we do that. We've gone over there Saturday morning, come home Saturday night. And threw in a race in between.
Yeah, that's a 10-hour drive and you got a race in between. The other one you got to get is a food sponsor.
Oh, we love food.
Hey, I always tell everybody, remember Antonelli's?
Oh, love Antonelli's.
But they're sponsoring somebody. Who are they sponsoring?
Newman. Kelsey was in here. I think she said that they sponsor, and she goes and gets peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, and what's up with that? And
she likes it.
And you're the bacon queen.
Yeah, I want a bacon sponsor.
Yeah, so we're looking at them. Hey,
right there.
Yes. Newskies. Yes.
All right. We're going to have to take a break, folks, because the gun guys are in the other room.
They're in the green room.
Locked and loaded with special guest Judy Wells, who was on Responsibly Armed Radio this morning in the first hour. So she's been here all day long. So it'll be fun chatting with her. Brittany, as always, thank you very, very much. And your birthday's next week?
Next Sunday. I'll just be turning a year older.
29.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm very impressed.
29 and holding.
All right. Angela, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
That was an absolute blast.
That was a great story.
I knew you didn't really want to talk, but it was a good story. David, thank you very much. You're always welcome to come back.
Thank you for having me. And everyone, show up at Barona Speedway on opening day.
As soon as we figure out what that is. All right, we're going to take a break. Gun Owners Radio up next on FM 96, 1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.